This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and Philippines Tuesday launched their largest combat exercises in decades that involved live fire drills, including a boat sinking, rocket assault in waters across the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait that will likely inflame China. The annual drills by the longtime treaty allies for shoulder to shoulder will run up to April 28th and involve more than 17,600 military personnel. It will be the latest display of American firepower in Asia, where Washington has repeatedly warned China over its increasingly aggressive actions in the disputed Sea Channel and against Taiwan. The Biden administration is now warning of the dangers posed by online leaks of highly classified documents about the Ukraine war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Pentagon with spokesman Chris Marr.
They present a very serious risk to national security.
And the White House.
We're worried that these documents are out there.
Where National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if the administration's bracing for more releases.
The truth and the honest answer to your question is we don't know. And is that a matter of concern to us? You're darn right it is.
The administration's been careful not to authenticate any information in the releases, which involve U.S. military efforts in Ukraine and intelligence surrounding other nations. Still, they've sent shockwaves through the government. The Justice Department's opened a criminal investigation into the leaks, and the State Department's talking with allies to reassure them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to enhance his nuclear arsenal in practical and offensive ways. State media said Tuesday he made the remarks while meeting with military officials to discuss war preparation in the face of their rivals' frantic military exercises. This is VOA News. China's military has declared it is ready to fight after completing 3 days of large-scale combat exercises around Taiwan that simulated sealing off the island in response to Taiwanese president trips to the U.S. last week. China says the combat readiness patrols, named Joint Sword, were meant as a warning to self-governing Taiwan, which China claims as its own. The exercises were similar to ones conducted by China last August when it launched missile strikes on targets in the sea around Taiwan in retaliation for then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, but have been smaller and less disruptive. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports former U.S. President Donald Trump is due back in New York for another legal matter.
New York Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit alleges the former president and his company, the Trump Organization, misled banks and others in part by providing them with annual financial statements that misstated the value of prized assets, including golf courses and hotels bearing his name. James, a Democrat, is seeking $250 million and a ban on Trump doing business in the state.
That's AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. The national emergency over the COVID-19 pandemic has officially ended. Details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Biden signed a bipartisan congressional resolution bringing the national emergency to a close behind closed doors. It allowed the government to take sweeping steps to respond to the virus and support the country's economic, health, and welfare systems. Some of the emergency measures have already been successfully wound down, while others are still being phased out. However, the public health emergency, which underpins immigration restrictions at the U.S.-Mexico border, remains in effect for now. It is set to expire on May 11th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Security forces in northwest Nigeria's Zamfara state continue searching for women and children gunmen abducted over the weekend. Timothy Obiezu reports for VOA.
Zamfara State Police authorities say rescue operations by security forces and local vigilantes resumed Monday morning for 9 people, not the 80 that were reportedly abducted over the weekend. The victims, mostly young women and children, were abducted from Wanzamai village as they wandered into the bush to fetch firewood used widely for cooking. Authorities say the bandits were on the run from an expanding crackdown by security forces when the kidnappings happened.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.